Okay, the pasuk says, Torah Or, page Mem Tes. Eresh Meis Bnei Yisrael Boi Mitzrayim. These are the names of the Eden coming to Mitzrayim. It's Yaakov, Ishu, Vesibo. The descendants of Yaakov, each in his household, each man in his household came. In the parashas Vayigash, which is two sedras before Shmeis, it says Eilish Shmeis Bnei Yisrael by Mitzrayim Yaakov Avonov. It already mentions how many Jews came into Mitzrayim. Over there, in fact, Vayigash, it's more detailed, all 70. Why does the Torah have to repeat itself? The Torah said already who's coming to Mitzrayim.
Yeah.
Thank you. And also to understand the differences that there are between there and here. Over there, the pasuk says like this. It says Eis Yaakov, extra Eis. Vayigash, it says Aboy Mitzrayim Yaakov, not Es Yaakov. It says in Parshat Vayigash Yaakov and his children, that Yaakov is also included in the Bnei Yisrael. What does it say? It says in the Bnei Yisrael, Yaakov Uvonov. Who is counted in the Bnei Yisrael? Yaakov and his children. But the question is, Yaakov is not Bnei Yisrael, Yaakov is Yisrael. Hari Yaakov Yisrael Atzmei. Yaakov is Yisrael itself, like it says, Le Yaakov, you are made Shimcha Kim Yisrael. Did your name should not be Yaakov, only Yisrael. So how is Yaakov called Bnei Yisrael? Okay, so number one question is, why does it say Eis Yaakov, and here it just says Yaakov? I mean, Vayigash, it says just Yaakov, and here it says Eis Yaakov. And secondly, why is Yaakov counted as Bnei Yisrael when he's not Bnei Yisrael, he is Yisrael? Says in the pasuk, Yored Yoradnu. The brothers told Yosef when they came down, Yored Yoradnu. So Rashi over there explains simply it means, Bechlal, it's a descent for us. Normally we sustain everybody, and now we have to come down. So he says, Yerida achi Yerida. Descent after descent. Chaim b'yitzias Mitzrayim v'geula. The same thing in the reverse, by Geula it says, Anechi olcho gam oloi, double olcho gam oloi, double aliyah, and olei naila. Well, like the Eden said by the Meraglim, olei naila, we're going to go up double aliyah.
Yeah.
So why is it that going down to Golos is two yuridis, yori yuradnu, and the aliyah is double aliyah? Hainu beiz aliyah shu'ili achi ili. And he says, be'emes, the elevation by Yitzias Mitzrayim was only one elevation, one aliyah, not two. Why? It says, it says, I will take you out of Mitzrayim, right? Go up out of Mitzrayim. But it says only once. That means it was one aliyah, not two. The Alter Rebbe says, what is the second aliyah? Going out of Mitzrayim is only one aliyah. But the second aliyah remezes al gulo asid alavi b'meir yamein ami. The second aliyah refers to Mashiach. So all in aila out of Golos Mitzrayim is one aliyah from Mitzrayim out, and one aliyah is from Golos out by Mashiach. And he says, dehine ksiv, next paragraph. It says in the pasuk, "Kimeitzay is chamerit Mitzrayim arenu neflois." The pasuk says about the gula of Mashiach that, like the days of going out of Mitzrayim, I'll show you wonders. Shemakish hakostiv inyan gula achareinu liyitzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk says clearly, just like there were wonders going out of Mitzrayim, I'll show you wonders when the Eden go out of Golos. That means we liken the pasuk likens Geulas Mashiach to Geulas Mitzrayim. Veshekmei, what does it mean? Why? What's the connection between the two? Veshekmei shekol ika tachas hamachuv and Geulas Mitzrayim. Then we know the purpose of Geulas Mitzrayim and Shibud of Redushan and the Geulas of 210 years. Hayi bechdei lizches lekabel atayda balmem bepanim dvar Hashem. To receive the Torah face to face. Meaning, as Chassidus explains, as the Pasuk says, Mikura Barzel Mimitzrayim, The Alter Rebbe is going to speak about this. It says in the Pasuk, Hashem took you out of Kord HaBarzel, which is the iron curtain, the iron comb. Kord HaBarzel, like when you tan hides, so you have to go through now this machine, but it used to take iron combs and... like a rake. What it means is like this. What does Kord HaBarzel mean? Kord HaBarzel takes coarse hide that's not usable, and it refines it in order to make it usable. The same thing when the Yidden became a nation, they were very coarse. They needed to become refined to be able to be Mekabel de Torah Har Sinai. So Chassidus explains, what was the concept of Golus Mitzrayim? Was as a preparation and a refinement, wasn't Stam suffering. It was actually a refinement of the nation, of the Yidden, to be able to receive the Torah. What?
Is that a Kord HaBarzel crucible where they melt the iron that and it takes away?
Yeah. I understand, but that's the whole process of the...
It's not leather, it's just metal.
I said leather?
You said leather.
Leather?
No, he said that's a process.
Yeah, you said the leather.
No, I said when you tan leather.
Tan leather, that's the process.
Okay, we're saying the same thing. Kamesh, this is the sign, Be'etziach HaSom Mitzrayim. Hashem told Meshe Rabbeinu, when you take the Eden out of Mitzrayim, Tavdu Neso Lekim Aloh HaRazeh. So therefore he says like this, just say by Golus Mitzrayim, the purpose of the Golus was to prepare the Eden, to refine the Eden for Matan Teirom. Kach Kol Arichas HaGolus HaZeh. The whole extension, long Golus of this Golus, K'dei L'zachis L'gili L'zachis L'gili Pnimis HaTeirah She'yei L'osud Lovi. To merit the revelation of Pnimius HaTeira. Just like Golus Mitzrayim was to prepare, refine the Jews to get Nigla the Teira, Matan Teira, the revealed part of Teira. So now it says, Mashiach has given Teira Chadosha Mi'iti Teitei. It's going to be Teirasi Shal Mashiach. And therefore the Rambam writes that Mashiach is going to teach the Ovis of Meshe Rabbeinu Teira. What is he going to teach? The Pnimius HaTeira that wasn't revealed before. It was only for individuals. By Matan Teira, it was only the revealed Teira given. But the Pnimius HaTeira will only be when Mashiach comes. So therefore, just in Golus Mitzrayim, we find the Jews for Kabbalah's Nigla de Teira. The Golus is going to prepare the Jews to refine them for Pnimius HaTeira. Well, then, Enu Niflois, and that's what the Pasuk says when Mashiach comes out, Enu Niflois. Niflois means wonders, the secrets of Teira. Pella, the wondrous things, meaning Pnimius HaTeira. Commissioner Kolta, like the Pasuk says, Ayin Ba'ayu, you were going to see eye to eye. Not in a way of understanding, but in a way of ri'iyah. V'kach me'inyin ha'shibet v'agolus. Shenem v'agolus Mitzrayim. The same thing, just like v'agolus Mitzrayim, it says, v'yimodu v'chayim v'aveda koshim. That they embittered their lives in hard work, v'chayim v'aveda bricks and mortar v'chol aveda basoda. The same thing has to be now in this golus. If the golus of Mitzrayim is similar to the golus now, so therefore what they did in golus Mitzrayim is similar to what's happening now. What happened in golus Mitzrayim? They embittered their life b'chemel, b'veinim, and so on. What does it mean? They embittered their life. Chayehem, he says, refers to Teira. Kihem chayenu. So v'yimoros chayehem doesn't only mean they embittered the life. What's the life of a Jew? Kihem chayenu. So it's a bitterness in Teira. What does that mean? Bavei de kosha, like it says in the Medrash. Bavei de kosha means kushya, all questions. When it says chaymer, da kal v'chaymer is the level of learning, you know, kal v'chaymer. V'chol aveda basada, and all the work in the field, like we learned in other places, sada is outside, which is braisa, right, the outside learning. Or levenim and levenim. Da liban hilchasam is whitening the halacha, meaning refining the halacha to know what the halacha is from all the discussion in the Gemara.
The Torah hasn't given yet.
I understand that in Mitzrayim it was physical work. Right. But now it's more spiritual work. Shem b'yadena halacha beruda, because we don't have now a clear cut halacha b'din boder and a clear cut halacha kikol din yater machleket shenuyah. The whole Torah is all in arguments. This one, alolo machshina matane alol pesim matame. These ones say it's kosher and tahor, and these ones say it's treif and tamei. V'im kain k'mei shal yedei shibud mitzrayim v'chem uvavenim. Just like in the physical mitzrayim, the physical slavery, the Jews merited to matan teira kach gam ken aydei liben hilchus shibiz manenu zeh by liben hilchus of nowadays yizkol agila penimis hateira tliya seren in the floors. So that's how the Rebbe is explaining. We see in the teira, teira likens mitzrayim to gula of now. So he says, therefore, just like Golus Mitzrayim was to refine themselves to get the Torah, so now we're refining ourselves to get Torah Seshel Mashiach, Pnimitz HaTorah. Just like then, the slavery made them get out, Vayimoros Chayehem, they embittered their life, meaning that refined them, the physical slavery, refined them to get Matan Torah. The same thing now, the spiritual embitterment, meaning questions. Questions is not Lieben Hilchitz. There's no purification now. In Torah, it's bitter because you don't have a clarity in Torah. So therefore, that through Kavol Chaimer and Lieben Hilchitz and Avodah Basod and Braises and learning Torah, that's the way we're going to come to the Gula.
Why is Pnimi of Torah compared to Nisim and Tuniflav? Pnimi of Torah.
Because Pnimius is a much deeper level. It's a wondrous level compared to Nigla Deter. Nigla Deter is tangible.
Outside.
It's tangible. No, not the same level as Pnimius. Not at all. Therefore, when the Patsik says, Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitzei, Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitzei refers to Torah Seshel Mashiach. It's a whole new aspect of learning. Now we need to taste it. It's like the Gilu of Shabbos compared to the weekday. But yet Friday afternoon we have to taste the Shabbos food. Not last Shabbos, it was a fast day. But you have to taste the food because you have to get ready for a Shabbos. You have to get ready for Mashiach.
Is the Pinyut more spiritual and abstract?
What?
Is the Pinyut of the Torah?
Of course it's more abstract. It deals with godliness rather than cows and donkeys.
I see.
To understand what all this means, leben hilchas to be finding dalocha, and also kol aveda basada. All the, in other words, all these aspects of Torah that the pasuk speaks about. How by refining halacha, or learning braisa, will that cause the coming of Mashiach? Look, what's the connection between one and the next? So he says, now the Alter Rebbe goes off, like always. Like it says, in Melech Meshubachim for Adiyat Shmei HaGodol. We say in Baruch Shamar, Melech Meshubachim for a praised king and a wondrous king, Adiyat Shmei HaGodol. What does that mean? It says like this. Kihine Tachas Yiridus HaNeshama Leilam Hazeh, the ultimate purpose of the Neshama coming into the world. Is Yerida Tzeirach Aliyah, as we learned millions of times, a descent, you don't invest money to make back the same money. Like the Gemara says, a guy spends a dollar, gets a dollar, that's called a businessman. The Gemara, this is called a businessman. You invest a dollar to make $100, whatever. So he says, the whole purpose of the Neshama coming down is not to go back to the same place it came from, because then why does it bother coming down? Just stay there. Is Kedei Lach, says B'nei Hashem, to see and to feel the sweetness of Hashem ba'ilam abov Gan Eden elyon and Gan Eden atachden. In other words, to come to the level of understanding of Gan Eden, shuasoges haneshamis, which is the grasping of the neshamis nanim iziv ashchina, shutainug niflad in ketsu tachlis bligvul. Okay, he says to come to a level of Gan Eden, which is an infinite enjoyment for the neshama.
Huh?
Yeah, obviously he wants you to go a better place. So he says, Taka, Hine, Besvadim, Liniska, Kim, Ganeden, Elyon, Vetachten. Bechlalin's form, the Alter Rebbe says, it speaks about two levels of Gan Eden. The lower Gan Eden, the higher Gan Eden. Avo be'emes, yesh kame b'chines Gan Eden v'taynugim adin ketz. There's infinite levels of Gan Eden. And that's what it, when he says, k'vel m'shubachon for adi ad, praise infinite because it's infinite levels of Gan Eden. And that's what it says. Tzadikim ein lo ha-menucha b'olam haba. Right, tzaddik ein lam ne lo b'olam hazeh v'lo b'olam haba. What's the no rest in olam haba? Shenama yelchum yichay l'koyot. They keep going higher and higher and higher. V'neim Hashem and the sweetness of Hashem. V'dayin egal b'chin yishmei ha-godol. That comes from the level of shmei ha-godol. What do we say? Meshubachum feir adei ad. The infinite enjoyment of Elokus, Shmei HaGadol, that comes from the name of Hashem. But it's only the name of Hashem, it's not Hashem. The name of the Kriyat Shema many times, it's only the way you're identified with somebody else. You yourself are infinitely greater than your name. So all this Gan Eden, by the way, is all Ziv HaShechina. It's only a ray of the Shechina, it's only the name of Hashem.
What about
the Eden? This is Asher Kedai Ko Yisuri Gehenim, that the Gemara says in Chagiga, all the torture of Gehenim is worth motiv, like it says by Achim, motiv the Ladina, it's worth that he should get judged in Gehenim to be able to go to Gan Eden. It's worth all the punishment of Gehenim to come to Gan Eden. Even though it's a tremendous punishment in Gehenim for whatever long time the person is there. But he says it's worth all the punishment of Gan Eden to come to Gan Eden. You mean the deeper you go to Gehenim?
Gehenim goes higher.
No, it's just we learned many times. Like we said many times, if you go for the weather, you go to Gan Eden. If you go for the company, you go to Gehenim. That's where everybody's going to be. Okay, now, Gehenim, again, it's a spiritual thing, but to use coarse physical language, neshama comes down, it's clean. Comes down beautifully clean, brand new, yeah? Neshama sins, it gets dirty. Spiritually, it gets dirty. Now the neshama leaves the body. Mission accomplished. So now it did good and it did bad, like everybody. You do good and you do bad. So because the bad is a stain on the neshama, it's dirt, so you have to clean it. It has to be cleaned. So what's the cleansing? Gehenim. Gehenim is not a damnation. It's a cleansing. For the neshama to be able to go back to Gan. Now, for the good that the neshama did, the person did, they obviously are going to go higher than they were before because now they have more good than they had before under the neshama when they're in Gan Eden. So for the evil, you get cleansed. And now the good, you go higher level in Gan Eden. That's the concept. Now, do you say because you're deeper in Gehenim? All it means deeper in Gehenim, so to speak, means you are dirtier. So you need a stronger wash.
Stronger detergent.
Wash and wax, you know what I mean? You need, but it's not that. Because you're deep in Gehenim, you're going to go to a higher level. No, it's just you're dirty or you need a bigger cleansing. That's all. You can have a cool cycle or a warm cycle, a hot cycle, you know, it's different levels. But it doesn't mean because a person burnt more in Gehenim is going to go higher to Gan Eden. All the burning Gehenim means you had cleansing. You need to be cleansed. You got cleansed.
I'm disappointed.
You're disappointed. Okay.
Because I'm going down, I may have hope.
No, there's hope for everybody.
You gotta get a new washing machine.
There's hope for everybody. Eventually, we all end up there. Max is 12 months.
Really?
Well, unless if you're a special guy like Bilam and Yoshke and those guys, the Gemara says it's different. But Russia burnt in Gehenim 12 months. That's why we only say Kaddish for 11, because we don't want to make our parents show them that they're burning in Gehenim 12 months and we need to save them. So we stop after 11. Okay, Vina Yomer Azal, Chazal say, Bocha Avram Avina Bocha Lishibet Golas Tachas Yisuri Gehenim. Okay, now, Avram the Medrash says, at Brisbane Apsarim, Hashem gave Avraham Avinu a choice. He said, listen, your kids are going to sin. They have two choices, Gehenim or Golos. So Avraham Avinu, and it's funny because we get both. Anyway, Kihinei, well, Lecheira, 1 minute. So Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, give me Golos rather than Gehenim. That means, in Inyan, conceptually, Golos does what Gehenim does. Or else it's not an option. If one thing accomplishes one thing, and one thing accomplishes another thing, you can't say that there's an option here. It's two different things. So obviously, Gehenim and Golos are the same thing. So he says, "Kim, one second. Hine inyan Gehenim ukedele sarif and nefesh." We just said the inyan of Gehenim is to purify the soul mechalor sarah from the evil asher bekirba, which is within it from the sinning that the neshama did. Kamei mitzarif lekesef, like refining silver. When you mine silver, there's a lot of junk in it, so you have to. It was called mitzarif, meaning cleansing, purifying. That the junk gets burnt in this vessel that you do. And therefore then the silver remains pure. You have pure silver. In order for the neshama to receive this tremendous pleasure of Hashem, it needs to be clean. Right? The silver needs to be, the neshama needs to be cleaned. Therefore, you need to be cleansed in Gehenim to separate the bad from the good, like it says over there in Gan Eden. Evil can't have anything to touch you, so to speak. So therefore, Avram chose Golos, which is therefore the same thing as Gehenim. Therefore, what's Golos? Seder Flanefesh, to purify the soul. Mikura Barzo Mimitzrayim. Or Golus Eden, the Roman Golus in now, is called Kur Eini. Again, the cleansing. So in other words, what's Golus? Now that we could understand, because Al Tareb is going here with a system, by the way. He's explaining Golus Mitzrayim, Golus now, Golus Mitzrayim, and Gula now. And therefore, he's explaining what the Inyan of Golus does. So Golus does what Gehenim does. What does Gehenim do? Purify the Neshama. So Golus purifies the Neshama. Bottom line. Ah, he says, and he says, the Cheder, the Alter Rebbe said before, he's asking, so to speak, to explain what he said before. The Alter Rebbe said that in Gan Eden, the enjoyment of Hashem is infinite. That's what he said, bleak vol. He said, but the Cheder, the Nefesh is about vol. The Efshel and Nefesh of Kabul Ha'ordes Tainu Galuyon Shabli Gvul Adei Ad. He says, L'cheira, how can an unlimited neshama receive infinite revelation of godliness? It can't be. So therefore, he says, it only happens Adei Slapshes or Tainug Bekelu Levush. This Tainug has to come limited. Like we learned many times, you're by Niagara Falls and you're thirsty, and you don't have a cup of water, there's no way you're going to get a drink because there's millions of gallons of water, but it's too much. There's no keli. You need a keli to limit it. The revelation of Elokus in Gan Eden is so great that if you don't have a keli, the neshama can't handle it. The neshama is a limited creature. It can't handle infinite revelation. Like it says, so Teda is the keli, Teda learning that a person does in this world, is the keli for the neshama to receive the revelation in Gan Eden. Like Dr. Rebbe says in Tanya, in Paragimel, that the food of the neshama in Gan Eden is the Torah it learned in this world. That means that's the keli to internalize the level of Gan Eden. Commercial cost of Nor, Nor Yetim Eden, Lashkis Sagan. That the beginning of creation, the beginning of Chumash, right? The river went out of Eden to water the Gan, and then it spread into four divisions. Eden ubchinas makatenuga. Eden refers to the source of Tainuk. But Noah yetemein and El Ashkis Sagan, and this river went out of Eden to water the Gan. So it says in Kabbalah, Gan is 53 parshas sedras and Teda. Okay, so where did the Tainuk of Eden comes into, in other words, the beginning of creation, there was, now it's called Gan Eden. The beginning of creation says clearly in Chumash, there was Eden, and then there was a Gan. The river came out of Eden to water the Gan, and then it split into the four tributaries. So it says, that's the Gan, Sdorim, that ice. And like it says, even in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explains, Elokus, in order for Elokus to be revealed, it needs a keli. What's the keli for Elokus? Bittul. So therefore, where does Elokus reveal itself? In Chochmah. Just like the Nefesh Olekis, the Alter Rebbe says, where is the primary revelation of the Nefesh Olekis? In the body? Is it the Chochmah of the Nefesh? Because Chochmah is Bittul. And Elokus, the vessel to receive Elokus is Bittul. And the Bittul of Anachnuma. Lachain, Aidei, Teira, because Teira is the level of Chochmah, which is the level of Bittul. And therefore, Teira is only when you know Nesin HaTeira, that it's God's Teira. And therefore, like contrary to public behavior, if I don't understand something in Teira, Teira must be wrong, because I don't understand it, then you're not learning Teira. If you realize Torah is nice in that Torah is God's Torah, the question is not why we don't understand, the question is how do we understand anything we think we understand? Because it's God's wisdom. So, only through Torah. Ken is the keli for the Nisham in Gan Eden to handle this Shmei HaGadol, which is Keser, Shmei HaGadol. Because the Medrash says, the whole Torah just names of Hashem. What do you mean, names of Hashem? It means, what's a name? Again, the way you reveal yourself to somebody, the way you identify, you yourself don't need a name. If you're dealing with other people to call you, to talk about you, to identify you, you need a name. So therefore, what does it mean, all Torah, Shmeisav, Shalach, Kodesh, Baruch, what the Medrash says? What it means is that Torah's, every part of Torah is a revelation of Elokus. And that learning Torah is the vessel. Because it's a chokhmah, it's a keli, it's a sphira. But that is the vessel that allows the neshama, which is a limited neshama, to grasp infinite godliness in Gan Eden.
The neshama is limited or limitless?
It depends. The neshama he's talking about over here in the book is limited. Limited.